begins with Kiddush Friday night. So what's the din if if someone becomes Bar Mitzvah Shabbos? So Friday night he's Bar Mitzvah. So but he did not bring yet, he doesn't have Shtei Saros. And he gets Shtei Saros on Shabbos morning. Or the case could be, you know, some Rishonim hold that Bar Mitzvah goes Me'ez Le'ez. That means if the child was born Shabbos afternoon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later, Shabbos afternoon. So let's say this boy was born Shabbos morning, so Friday night, Min HaTorah, he wasn't Mechuyev yet. Can he make Kiddush the Tashlum next Shabbos? So I'll just tell you, so the Ben Chasvinu basically has one big Hakiva, which he explains many demons. The Hakiva is this. See, there's a famous Gemara in Chagiga and other places, but Chagiga is the main place. The Gemara says, by bringing a Korban Oiler by Elias Regel. So the Gemara says, a chigya, you know, is potter from Elias Regel. So the Gemara says, chigya b'yom rishon, v'nuspashet b'yom sheni. If someone was a chigya, he was lame on the first day of Yom Tov, but he gets well during Yom Tov, so the Gemara paskins, he cannot bring a Korban. Why? Because kulam tashlumim derishon, because everything goes back to the first day. It means if you were a bachiyuv on the first day and you didn't bring it, then you have tashlumim. But if someone was not a bachiyuv on the first day when the chiyuv to bring the korban starts, then you have no tashlumim. So you see from this gemara that in order to have tashlumim you must be a bachiyuv. But if you're not a Bar Chiyuv in the beginning of the Chiyuv, then there's no halacha of Tashlumim. That is Mucha from the Gemara, that's the halacha. So Melel Ben Chaschinuch wants to know if a Bar Mitzvah Bocha becomes a full Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos on Friday night, even if he made Kiddush, it's only with the Rabbanan, does he have the halacha of Tashlumim or not? So the Menachas Chinuch initially held that yes, the Menachas Chinuch said the Chayyur is a devil poshut because Friday night is different than the rest, the other cases. Because the mitzvah of Kiddush is a whole Shabbos. Except the Katchila we do it Friday night. But the din is like this. The din is if you did not make Kiddush Friday night, so you make Kiddush the next day, you make the long Kiddush. So here also, what's the chiddush? So he was not a bar chiyuv yet, but since the zman of the kiddush is a whole Shabbos, so b'meila he could still do it, or maybe not. Or do we say that it's the fact that you could? So the hakira is this: the fact that you could make kiddush Shabbos morning, okay, where you did not make kiddush Friday night, is it the geder tashlumin? With the halacha tashlumin, like chigya b'yom rishon and smashu b'yom sheni, and or no, it's not the din in tashlumin, but it's one long zman. It means that the mitzvah of kiddush begins Friday night and it goes on the whole Shabbos. So if it's one long zman, then of course we could do it. But if it's a din in tashlumin, since he was not a bar chiyuva in the beginning of Shabbos, where the Chiyuv of Kiddush sets in, so the Meila, he cannot make, he's potter from making Kiddush Shabbos morning as well. So the Menachas Chinuch initially thought that for the Poshut that you could, because it's like it's one day. So it's one long zman, and the Meila doesn't go with Tashlumin. Or then he turns around and says, no, it's possible that it does go with Tashlumin, and you cannot. So it's interesting to note here, the Ben Chaschinuch has an eyes on the Raya. I told you before, the Gemara in Psochim compares Kiddush to Havdalah. So in Broches, the Rosh, in the beginning of the third parak of Broches, by the Sugya of Oinen, the Rosh quotes a machlokes between the Ri and the Marami Rutenberg. What's the din if someone is an Oinen, Motzei Shabbos, when the Chiyuv Havdalah sets in? Now, you know, an Oinen is part of a mitzvah. He's not about Chiyuv. So is he Mechuyiv? Does he still have a Chiyuv to make Havdalah during the week? After all, the way we passing, you have until Wednesday to make Havdalah. So if it's a din in Kashmumin, so since he was an Oinen, so he cannot, because like the Gemara says, by Chigir b'yon Rishon v'nispasha b'yon Sheni, it's a din in Tashlumin, so you cannot bring a korban. So here also there's no Tashlumin. But if you say it's one long zman, that the din is, why can you make Havdalah until Wednesday? Because Kedusha Shabbos somehow spreads, and the Kedusha Shabbos is felt until Wednesday, and Wednesday already begins, like you are already holding by the following Shabbos. So the Meila, it's like you could say, it's one long Zman. You have from Motzei Shabbos until Wednesday is one long Zman where you could make Havdalah. So if that's the case, even though he was an Oin in Motzei Shabbos, so he could still do it. So it goes like this. The Ri paskins that you cannot. An Oin in Motzei Shabbos is potur from making Havdalah during the week. Why? The Ri quotes the Gemara in Chagigah. It's like Chigir b'yom Rishon v'nispashet b'yom Sheni. That the din is, he's potur, he's not about Chiyuvah. So here also the Ri says, that if someone was knowing the Motzei Shabbos, he cannot do it, he's potur. However, the Maharami Rutenberg paskens that you could. But he doesn't explain why. So the Minchas Chinuch says that pshat, it's very poshut. This Chakira is the machlokes between the Ri and the Maharami Rutenberg. The Ri says often that the din of Havdalah, the Motzei Shabbos, that you could make it until Wednesday, is begedar tashlumin. But maybe you must be about chiyuva from the very beginning of Motzei Shabbos. You must be about chiyuva. But the Marami Rutenberg obviously does not hold it's a din in tashlumin, but rather it's one long zman during which a person has a chance to make havdalah. So Rameila, even though he was an oinen, he was not about chiyuva in Motzei Shabbos. But it doesn't matter, because the din of that Havdalah you could make until Wednesday is not the Gedar Tashlumin, but it is one long Zman, and therefore it makes the chilek what you wear on Motzei Shabbos. So we have a mokal in Rishonim for this machlokes. So the Chinuch says very well, if that's the case, we can solve the Hakiva. It so happens in Yoredeya, he gives you the reference to the Yoredeya, where is it in Yoredeya? Just a second. Yoredeya is in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, Sit Cotton Base. And he gives you a reference to look in the Taz. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Maram Rutenberg. And Oinen Motzei Shabbos is the Mechuyev to make Havdalah, and he has time until Wednesday. So you see, often the halacha remains like the Maram Rutenberg, and the Maram Rutenberg obviously held that it's not a din in Tashlum, but it's a din of one long Zman. So the Meila, since the Gemara himself equates Kiddush and Havdalah, so by Kiddush also it's one long Zman. So the Meila, you solve the problem. The Chakira is a good Chakira. It's machlokes. The Yetzim Chakira is machlokes the Maram Rutenberg and the Ri. And the Halacha is like the Maram Rutenberg. However, the Menchaschinuch still has a suffix. The suffix is this. Even though the Gemara does equate Havdalah and Kiddush for the basic idea, but there may be a chilek. You see, Kiddush is a deraisa, according to everyone. Havdalah is a machlokes, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, as I already mentioned, to learn out everything from Zohar, Siyam, Shabbos, Lekat Shoy, you learn most Kiddush and Havdalah, the most Doraisa. Then certainly Kiddush and Havdalah is Mamash to say, and we apply the Psak of the Maram of Wittenberg, and so it's not the Gerot Tashmurim. However, most Rishonim don't learn like the Rambam, and they say that Havdalah is only at the Rabbanah, not at the Doraisa. So the Meila, the Nebuchad Chinuch is Mesupik, it could be the Gemara only, the Machlokes, the Maram of Wittenberg, in the Riyas by Havdalah. The Sof Kol Sof, the whole din is at the Rabbanah. So there we say it's one long Zman. But maybe by a Doraisa, by Kiddush, which is certainly a Doraisa de Kedem, maybe it's not so, maybe it's not. It's true, the Gemara only learns out that there's a principle of that you could do it the next day, but maybe that means on the first day itself, but not until Wednesday. So maybe by Kiddush, where it's only one day, so it's fine, you could do it, it's one month. But by Havdalah, where the whole thing is at the Rabbanan, and you have till Wednesday, so maybe there the halacha is, it should be the get of Hashlumin, and if someone was an Oinein on Rosh Shabbos, the Maram Rutenberg Paskins, but by Kiddush, if someone did not make Kiddush Friday night, maybe since in a Din D'oraisa, maybe it goes the Gedat Tashlumin, and he's potter to make Kiddush on Shabbos itself. So he doesn't come to a conclusion, but he's inclined to say that yes, that it's not it's what the same Din. And he would paskin if someone by a cotton, who was a cotton Friday night, and becomes a gadol Shabbos morning, that he is mechuyev to make kiddush minatir. But he does have a hakira. Maybe there's a chiluk between the rabban and the raisa. So on this agafuche, he mentions this. So let's say a cotton. Let's say a cotton who was a cotton Friday night and Shabbos morning he has shtei saros and he becomes a gadol. So let's say he made kiddush Friday night. So this the Menachas Chinuch he gets off in another hakira. So he made kiddush Friday night. Now the kiddush of Friday night is on the Teiras Chinuch, which is in the Rabbanan. So even if you should say that by Kiddush, it's a din in Tashlumin. And in HaTorah, he was not a Baal Chayuva, but the Maisa, he didn't make Kiddush. Either Kiddush was only a Derabbanan, and here we want him to make Kiddush in HaTorah, so maybe this could be. So this is a Machlokes Rishonim, such a case. Do we say, when you do a mitzvah, if the Torah is a Baal Chayuva with the Rabbanan, can a Baal Chayuva with the Rabbanan be Yotze, the mitzvah of Minat Torah. So Minchas Chinuch quotes this Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in Megillah who quotes the Rabbi Netuvia, who says often that someone who does a mitzvah because he's about chiyuvim mid Rabbanan, about chiyuvim mid Rabbanan is moitzi about chiyuvim mid Raisa. It is such a Mordechai, and the Morgan Avon quotes it, except the Morgan Avon disagrees with this. Well, the Morgan Avon says, no, the Rabbanan is not. The Rabbanan and the Raisa are two different in Yonim, and the Bachiyuv and the Rabbanan cannot be Moitzi the Raisa. So on this, that's a different China. So on this, the Menchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam in Unichiluchas Kom Pesach, where the Rambam says, in Perek Hay of Kom Pesach, Cotton also Pesach ben Rishon ben Iskadel koydem Pesach Sheni niftam Pesach Sheni. The Rambam has an interesting din. If someone was a cotton on Pesach Rishon and he brought a korban Pesach and then he becomes a gadol, you know, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so he's potter from Pesach Sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, how can this be? When he brought the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, he was not a Baal Chayuv min HaTorah, only al Chinuch min the Rabbanan, but min HaTorah not. And yet the Rambam paskins that you could sell Chayuv, so the Kesef Mishnah makes this point. The Chayuv from the Rambam we see that if you are about Chiyuv and the Rabbanan, it counts even for the Raisa. That would be a riot to the Mordechai that the Chiyuv and the Rabbanan is equal to about Chiyuv and the Torah. This, by the way, leads the Menchas Chinuch into his famous Chakira. If you become Bar Mitzvah during Yisvira, and you count it B'Teras Chinuch, and then you become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Yisvira, so according to this Montrai, and here's the Rai from the Rambam, yes, he would be Mokhiv to continue counting Nachstam Azoyaz as Chinuch, but Minat Torah, because according to the Shita, about Chiyuv and the Rabbanan is Moitzia Dereisa. The only thing is, for most Rishonim, it's not much more like this. Most Rishonim in Brochus, not by Yerkes HaMazon, it seems that about Chiyuv and the Rabbanan cannot be Moitzia about Chiyuv and the Torah. The Gemara has this discussion by Yerkes HaMazon and other places, but at any rate, the Menchas Chinuch here goes through it, and the Menchas Chinuch, by the way, in the Hakira, by Svira Soema, when someone becomes a Bar Mitzvah, you know, the Menachal Chinuch paskins that yes, that he's mechuyev to continue counting with the Teras Vadai, even though he was only a kind mitzvah of the Rabbanon, and that the Menachal Chinuch paskins about Chiyuvim of the Rabbanon is equal to about, is mighty about Chiyuvim in HaTorah, and therefore he's mechuyev to continue to count in HaTorah. That's what the Menachas Chinuch says when he discusses this Chakir and Hilchei Svira. But this Chakir leads him into the other one. Okay, now.
It's
Machlekes in the Gemara where the Pesach Sheni is Begedet Hashlumin. In Pesachim itself, I forget how we paskin if it's Hashlumin or not. I don't remember now, but the Gemara, all I can tell you now is there is, the Gemara itself discusses that Pesach Rishon is Tashlumin. But you come back to the same point. So let's say this Tashlumin. This Hakira still applies. But there already you cannot say it's one long Zman. There is Mashmat Zedin in Tashlumin. So if you say it's a din in Tashlumin, then you have a raya to the Mordechai that about Chiyuvah mid Rabbanan does have Tashlumin because he was about Chiyuvah mid Rabbanan, and about Chiyuvah mid Rabbanan, if he's Moitzi about Chiyuvah mid Atayla, so he also, since he did it, so even if you say like you say that it's Tashlumin, so it's according to this Mordechai, he would be potu to bring a korban Pesach Sheni because he was yotzei with the first one, so he would does not. But anyway, the Gemara itself has a shaila: is Pesach Sheni tashlumin l'rishon or is it not? Or there is no such tashlumin. It's a new mechayev. But from the Rambam, it seems there is a connection between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Okay, now. So this is a very basic it's an interesting chakira, and it applies by everything. Now it goes like this: in Shulchan Aruch by Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mechaber quotes both opinions that if you did not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, so one opinion is you have a whole day, a whole Sunday to make Havdalah, and the other opinion is you have until Wednesday. Because Kedush Shabbos spreads out until Wednesday, and the accepted minhag Yisrael is that it's until Wednesday. According to the Menachas Chinuch's Chakira, we could say as follows: there's a chilek between if you're paskin that it's only a whole Sunday and not until Wednesday, or is it until Wednesday? Maybe that chilek will be enough to mean it. If it's only on Sunday, you could say it's one long day. You become a chuyev in Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos al pidin is the beginning of Sunday to us, right? Because by us, the day begins with the night. So Meila, it's one long zman. But if you paskin that you have until Yom Gimel, so that already you may say goes to get a tashlumin, and therefore if he was not, he was not about, if he was not about chayuva on Motzei Shabbos, he would not be able to make it on Monday and Tuesday. He would only be able to make it on Sunday. That could be a possibility. And anyway, we paskin that the tashlumin for the tashlumin of the tashlumin until Wednesday. By Kiddush, since there's not a possibility, you have to make it on Shabbos. So by Kiddush, the Minchas Chinuch himself is inclined to say that it's not the Geder tashlumin, but the whole Shabbos is one long zman for Kiddush. So, as I said, if you didn't make a Kiddush Friday night, because you were not about chayuva, you are mechuyev to make Kiddush Shabbos, a whole Shabbos. You have until Shkia to make Kiddush. That would be the maskana. Okay, now comes a very interesting shaila that the Minchas Chinuch has regarding this. At the very end of the Minchas Chinuch, he has a shaila, what about Yom Tov? If someone did not make Havdalah on Matzah Yom Tov, so does this thing still apply? By Shabbos you have until Wednesday, but that's rather only applies on Shabbos. By Yom Tov it's only the next day. So the Minchas Chinuch says he did not find this in any of the poskim. They don't discuss whether such a case by Yom Tov. So first of all, you should know there is a machlokes harishonim whether Kiddush and Havdalah on Yom Tov is like Shabbos. So some say that some hold that the chiyuv by Shabbos I already mentioned. Most poskim say that, except for the Rambam, that Havdalah on Shabbos is a Rabbanon. So certainly on Yom Tov it's a Rabbanon. But Shaila is, do we also have the din on Yom Tov like on Shabbos? So if you forgot to make Havdalah, what's a Yom Tov? You have a whole day, the next on the day after Yom Tov, to make Havdalah. So the Minchas Chinuch says he didn't find it any place. Now it so happens, it is discussed. Baki Veger in Shulchan Aruch. Now you have the Hagoyes Rabbi Ki Veger in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rabbi Ki Veger discusses the Shaila and he concludes that Yom Tov is equal to Shabbos. And just like on Shabbos, if you did not make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, you could make Havdalah a whole day, a whole Sunday. So here also, if you did not make Havdalah Matzah Yom Tov, you make Havdalah a whole day after Yom Tov. So, but he the Minchas Chinuch himself is also inclined to paskin like this, but he doesn't come to a conclusion on this, because he says he couldn't find any rayas or any paskin regarding this. So Agafuch, I'll just tell you, it's an interesting point. The Minchas Chinuch was a grandiger Rafi and a Chalif, and he had this, and the Minchas Chinuch, I think, was born around 1800. Rabbi Akiva Eger was born about 1760 or something like that. So really, and yet, the Minchas Chinuch never quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger. He quotes the Sam Sofer. The Sam Sofer was a little bit younger, a few years younger than Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the Sam Sofer, so he didn't have it. The tshuvas of the Sam Sofer he had, but he did not have the tshuvas or the svarim of Rabbi Akiva Eger. In his days, today we have it in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the times of the Minchas Chinuch, he didn't have all these svarim. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch, by the way, was another man. He didn't have any svarim. Everything was by heart. I think I mentioned to you already. Initially, the whole Minchas Chinuch, you know, they all, not in this Minchas Chinuch, before, if you take the old Minchas Chinuchs, everything is with Rosh HaTevis. It's very difficult to read. sometimes you have a whole line of Pashatavas, you have to decipher them, the Pashatavas. A descendant of the Menachaschinov told me why, because the Menachaschinov didn't have paper. Paper was very expensive in those days. So he used to scribble on a piece of paper here. Whatever he found, he wrote down a chiddush or whatever it is. So mainly he got used to make a lot of papers. So anyway, the Menachaschinov did not have the svarah of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The only place where the Menachaschinov may have been mechaber into Rabbi Akiva Eger is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Menachaschinov there has a chakida where there's a mitzvah to eat at Yom Kippur. That's a nice, easy mitzvah to do. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger has a shayla. If women are mechuyev to in this mitzvah of eating, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Some hold it's a deraisa de kedin. Some say it's only a rabbanon. But anyway, so the menachaschinuch in Hilchos Yom Kippur says roisi beiz. I forget the exact language, but roisi beiz a sefer behu pella. And he quotes. He found that it's a sefer and it's a one. It's a Peladik Sefer that he has this Hakira, but he says I don't remember who wrote that Sefer. He said he came across a Sefer that where this Hakira is discussed. It so happens this Hakira is discussed in the Shalos and Shuvos of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So indirectly, in one place. He apparently did come across something, but he was not aware, obviously, of Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva Eger was known as the biggest London in those days, more than the Samsoifa. But in the Samsoifa, he does quote a number of times, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, he does not. So he also did not have the Menachas Kinuch did not have the Rabbi Akiva Eger, so you can. So if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eger paskins that the Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, and just like if you did not make Havdalah Matzah Yom Tov, you have a whole day to make up for it. And the reason why there is such a shayla altogether is because by Shabbos, the Kedushas Shabbos, it spreads. By Yom Tov, you don't have such an idea that Yom Tov, the Kedushas Yom Tov spreads until. It doesn't, but if you, the first day, if you say that the din of Havdalah Matzah Shabbos goes because it's one long zman, so by Yom Tov you could also say that it's one long zman. It's like Matzah Yom Tov begins at night, but it goes into the daytime, and b'meila that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger paskins that Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, but only on the regarding the first day. The other days, there's no such thing of Hispashtus HaKedusha by Yom Tov. Okay, now, that's the main Hakira here, and it's a beautiful Menachas Chinuch. The way he found the Machlokes, it comes out that the whole Hakira is the Machlokes, the Maran Rutenberg and the Ri. And the Shulchan Aruch, they pass him like the Maram of Rutenberg. So therefore, the conclusion of this Hakira is that basically, at least on Shabbos, it's not a din in Tashlumin, but it's a din in one long Zman. Okay, now I just want to go over this just a second. I think the Menachas Chinuch has a Hakira if Avodim HaMechuyiv in Kiddush and Havdalah, because no, we say Lola Me'isha, we equate Avodim have the Dilim of Isha, but there are exceptions, sometimes the cloud is like this. Those Dilim that come from Gezeres HaKosud and women are put to because of Mitzvah HaSei Shazman Groma, their Ebet and Isha are the same. But let's say there are dinim which are totally poshut in being an Isha. For instance, the Rambam Paskins, that the din, let's say, you're not allowed to shave with a razor. So, does an Eved have this din? Now, by Isha, and by Isha obviously, that, as you know, doesn't apply. So the shaila is, what about an Eved? Does an Eved have the issue of? So the Rambam said, the Rambam says that yes, because it's a din. Yes, it's not a din in like a Zman Groma. It's a din which is totally in issues or in Zachos. So since an Eved is a Zachos of Kosov, so maybe he would have, even though the issue is Patu, the Eved would be Chayim. So you see, not always do we apply the rule that an Eved carries over whatever an issue has. So here the Menachas Chinuch is Mesupik, so how does he have it? The Chol Mitzvah. So he says, oh yeah, we passed this, yes, Eved Avadim HaChayiv in Kiddush and Avdolah, except the Chayr Shoyte V'Kotten is not. Just a sec, what does he... Anyway, he doesn't say much on this. Anyway, the answer is yes, that an Eved is Mechuyim. Because over here, by Kiddush, certainly, because by Kiddush, an Isha is also Mechuyim. So, but by Havdalah, by Havdalah, if you pass in Havdalah, so the Rabbanan, he's a neutral, the Supik Aliyah, the Maskana is that an Eved is also Mechuyim. Now, the other shayla that the Menachas Chinuch has over here is if a sume, a blind person is mechuyev. You know, the Gemara does machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. It's machlokes in Bavli Kama, in Meruba. In Meruba and Achoybel, it's in Achoybel, not Meruba. I think it's like that place Zion. The Machlokes the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold that the Sume. I forgot, am I mixing up the names? Anyway, one man Dama holds that Sume is part of all mitzvahs, and the other one holds that Sume is Chayim. So, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a sumay mechuyev in Havdalah. So, so here the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Primer Godin, that even the Primer Godin says, even if a sumay is part of all mitzvahs, it only means mitzvahs asay. But the Lavin, a Suma is Mechuyev. That's a long Primer Godin. Why this is so is not our Indian right now, but the Primer Godin brings rayas for this, that when we say a Suma is potter from mitzvahs, it only means mitzvahs asay. But in Lavin, which are Isurim, the Isurim a Suma has to keep. If I'm not mistaken, the logic behind it is because, see, Tosafos already asks in many places, that Suma is potter from all mitzvahs, so he's like a goy. Mainly women have at least the mitzvahs which are not Zman Groma. But if you say a Suma is potter completely, so he's rubbish like a goy, and therefore, however, if you say a sume is mechuyev and lavim, so that is also, let's say, on Shabbos. I does not say, but it's also a lav. So on Shabbos, he would have to rest, he could not do malacha, so he may not have the mitzvah. He may not have the mitzvah as I say, but certainly the lavim he has. So here also, a sume would, even if you're passing that the sume is potter from all mitzvahs, but when it comes to Shabbos, since Shabbos is also a lav, and then the lav is mechuyev, and the chinuch himself says a klal, that whenever there's a lav, the lav is associated with the asay. So once the according to the Primer Godin, once the suma is chayev in the lav, in the lav of Shabbos in the shomo, it's like zocher v'shomo, just like the Gemara says by a woman mechuyev in Kiddush. Because Zohar v'Shama, we make a Hekesh. Whoever is Mechuyif in Shama, which is the Isud, the Lavan, is Mechuyif in the Asay as well. So here also the Sumay, according to Megadon, would be Mechuyif, would be Mechuyif min HaTayra in Kiddush and Havdalah. Okay, that's his conclusion. Okay, now next week I'm going to continue with Shabbos. Now you know the Nuchas Chinuch has the Moisach HaShabbos. It begins with Mitzvah Lamed Beis. It's a kuntres on the Lamed Tes Melachos. And he goes over literally all Lamed Tes Melachos with a lot of lamedes. So next week I'll begin the Moisach Shabbos. He calls this, it's based on the Pasuk in Tanakh, in Melachim. Anyway, it's called the Moisach HaShabbos, where the Menachas Chinuch goes over the whole Lamed Tes Melachos. And many Achoinim who wrote on the Lamed Tes Melachos refer you to the Menachas Chinuch. Like the Avnei Nezer, he also has the Sefer, he wrote the Sefer Egli Tal on the Lamed Tes Melachos. He already refers you many times to the Menachas Chinuch. So in Yiras Hashem, next week, I hope to begin the Moisach HaShabbos, which will be Mitzvah Lamed Beis.